The 8-1 vote was no surprise. Only trustee Carla Ranger voted against accepting the report. She accused Superintendent Miles of breaking district rules and illegally hiring cabinet members last summer before he officially became superintendent. But DISD's attorney said Miles followed the rules, and board president Lou Blackburn said the same to Ranger.
Everybody that was on the board then knew that we wanted Mike Miles to begin assembling his team so that on July 1, they were ready to go. Everyone that was on the board then knew that. You were in the discussions. You knew. You heard the discussions.
The final audit found several problems, from contracts unfulfilled to phony reimbursement receipts from a fabricated moving company. But as Miles has repeatedly said, his administration followed all board policies and laws.
No laws were broken, and certain practices where we can improve, we can improve. And let's be clear about that. You have an auditor who's saying that, and you have lawyers saying that, and you have me saying that.
Miles also apologized for acting hastily when he first came on board and for referring to Lanita Ray's internal audit as a witch hunt.
Apologize for any other the statement that you talked about, but also any other impressions that you're not appreciated.
Miles said the district will create moving and reimbursement policies by the spring because there aren't any now. Trustee Nancy Bingham was satisfied.
The bottom line on all of this, there is no money missing, nothing illegal was done, and nothing unethical was done. You know, this is, we just need to move on and get past this.
Teachers may not be so forgiving. Rena Honey, who leads the district's largest teacher group, was disappointed trustees were not tougher on Miles.
Any individual that was an employee of this district would have been held to higher standards. This leaves some questions of trust from the highest leader of this organization.
Honey said teachers who violate policies can be fired. She asked why Miles was being held to a different standard than other DISD employees. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.